sage-like advice.
The sound of the drums can mean only one thing this holiday season. December 2010, it's Pussyfoot, Matt and Matt, along with Mr. Eddie Rouse, Black Peter himself. Eddie, how are you?
Matt, who?
Zvart Pete.
Yeah. Eddie, your voice sounds different. Where are you?
I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's where I'm at.
Hey, Eddie, we've got three questions for you, and then I understand you have a special holiday version of Positive Thrust on the way out, so we're anxiously anticipating that. But, Matty A., why don't you start off? Question number one.
All right, here we go, Eddie. Mr. Rouse, thank you for all that you do. I got a quick question. I just started working in the casting world. I'm a second assistant to a pretty big commercial and print casting agent. A few days ago, an agency stopped by to cast a print ad that will be featured in the official program that is handed out at this year's Super Bowl. Obviously, this print ad would be seen by a lot of people. I was quite busy on the day that the agency was in-house, so I wasn't really paying too close attention to who was on their short list of selects that day as the day progressed. When a toilet overflowed in one of our public bathrooms, I was assigned the unenviable task of cleaning it up, further distracting me. When I finally got done cleaning, the agency had already made and booked their selection, an actor I recognized immediately. In the print ad, he'd be playing the role of a weird Napoleon Dynamite-style geek surrounded by a slew of buxom Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in a steamy locker room. He was perfect, totally looked the part of geek, dweeb, nerd, goofball. The only problem was, I recognized him because he had been in a cast in a similar campaign as a geek about a year and a half ago. It was a local ad, but got a lot of play on regional TV and YouTube. I told the agency and they immediately revoked the booking and replaced the actor. He got nothing except a nominal booking fee as consolation. In a strange way, I feel like I did my job. I covered the agency's ass, but I still feel bad about it. In essence, I cost this actor a shot in an extremely high-profile print campaign that could have changed his life and certainly his career. What's more, I feel like I kind of showed my boss to be a bit lackadaisical in that she didn't catch this oversight herself. Eddie, is there any shame or bad karma that comes with me bringing this conflict to light? Best, Vanessa.
Ooh.
Oh, Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Well, Vanessa, Merry Christmas to you. There will be a pink slip in your fucking check. No.
That's the kind of stocking stuffer she's going to receive? A pink slip?
No, I was hoping she's going to wear a pink slip and a pair in my stocking.
Oh. You're going to slip something pink inside her. I got you.
No, I ain't a white man. What's
wrong
with you?
No, you're roofie.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Maybe you're going to slip roofie. Something in her pants.
No, man, I'm just going to be illegal to women. No, I don't see any shame. She did her job. Yeah, it's not her fault that the actor was previously booked on something that's extremely similar to the ad campaign they was going for. She saved the agency money. She didn't do it at the expense of anybody. It's just that's the way it is. They made a decision, but they also had the option of, using this actor anyway because enough time had passed, or depending on the marketing structure, then it wouldn't affect the demographic. That wasn't her call. Mm. The agency decided that all she did was her job. There's nothing for her to feel bad about.
But what about
that's life? Maybe the actor should have not took the small job, early on. But as actors, that's the chances we take when we get hired or something. I personally haven't had that, problem with
You're a professional
casting because I haven't done anything in the commercial world where it's, there's a conflict of interest. But it's just not just television. If you do a show, they can hire you for a year. So you got to be careful with what role you pick if they offer you one. But it's not so much the same thing because you always come back. But no, this is the entertainment business. He might have did the man a favor. Obviously, the way I believe there's something else waiting for him to happen. As they say, when God shuts the door,
a window opens.
That entity opens up a window. Or a trash can. Whatever. But if you find an actor on Skid Row and you see him and he's down there, you fucked his life up. Give the motherfucker a dollar and say, I'm sorry.
He'll see you at Fire Station 23.
Vanessa, would you please wear a pink, slip and can I find you my stocking on Christmas morning unless you weigh over 130 pounds. Otherwise then
what if she's 6'4"? Can she then weigh more than 100 pounds? Okay.
Question number two. Dear Mr. Rouse, yeah. My grandchildren first played me the show, and I must say the highlight for me each month is your segment. I never thought I'd actually be writing in, but an incident at Thanksgiving among my family has left me feeling isolated and angry, and I'm hoping that from grandfather to grandfather, you can help me set my family straight. My children are all in their...
I ain't no grandfather. What?
That's what he...
I told this motherfucker I was a grandfather. I take the fifth. I ain't a grand shit. I'm a grand crazy motherfucker. That's it.
He said... apparently this person's doing their research.
They've been listening to the show.
Well, they can research on.
All right. So my children are all...
Grandfather, motherfucker made me look like I'm 80 years old. That's fucked up.
No.
Hey, CeeLo is a grandfather. He's 36.
Yeah.
Who?
CeeLo, the guy from Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, CeeLo from Goody Mob.
I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
You know, CeeLo, get up, get out, get something. That guy.
I don't know who that is.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right.
Never heard of him. CeeLo. Sound like a fucking seahorse.
He kind of is like a seahorse. So anyway, listen, my children are all in their 40s, and my grandchildren are in their late teens, early 20s.
Okay, well, I stop right there for 1 second. My kids ain't nowhere near no motherfucking 40.
All right, Eddie.
They just happen to have babies at a very young age. We are not contemporaries, motherfucker.
All right, Eddie, just let the question ride, though. Just
No, I had to qualify this in Hollywood, man. I got to work in that fucking place.
That's true.
My kids are nowhere near 40 years old, dude. We are not relatable that way. So take your whole ass, take some Geritol, and I'll give you some advice. But we are not. I do not understand your problem because I can still walk.
All right. What? Let Matt finish. I think
the question's,
this is,
the question's really not about age yeah. per se.
He shouldn't have brought that shit up then.
Well, I think he's just trying to contextualize things.
He's trying to make us equals and we're not.
He's trying to
give it the perception that I'm like 85 fucking years older.
No, Eddie.
That means he's well over 60.
Eddie, he's just trying to reach out, dog, and you're slapping his hand away.
I don't need that motherfucker reaching out at me like that.
All right. Well, listen. The guy goes on to say, I was a campus organizer for the SNCC. I marched with Dr. King in the 60s. I'm also a member and active in the NAACP, and I'm also very involved in my local union shop and Democratic Party. I am by no means conservative. That said, I will set the scene for you, Mr. Rouse. The week before Thanksgiving, my youngest daughter called me and told me that her son would be bringing a, quote, friend to Thanksgiving with us. I told her that it would not be a problem as there was plenty of food to go around. She hesitated for a moment and then told me that Jimmy, her son, who coincidentally has my name, has been going through some changes and has asked me to take it easy on him at the meal. I've always known that Jimmy was, shall we say, different, a fragile flower, and I've never gotten on him in any way for his personal nature. Yet I was a bit curious as to what would go down during the dinner. Needless to say, Eddie, my grandson showed up with his beautiful brown skin bleached nearly white. This is apparently an increasingly popular procedure as high-profile celebrities like former ball player, home run king, Sammy Sosa has become noticeably lighter in complexion. Furthermore, the friend he showed up with was an Asian boy with very long fingernails named Ham. H-A-M.
Ham. Cast the ham, baby. Cast the ham.
Smoking that ham, hi, Eddie.
Eddie.
So ham showed up at a nigga's dinner. You know people that have on the table in karma?
He says, Eddie, I have no problem with my grandson's obvious homosexual leanings, but the thing that really perplexes me is the fact that with our family's rich heritage of protest and black identity, this youngster wants to change his outward appearance. I realize that this may have more to do with fashion than it does with politics, but does that make it any less troubling for me? Sincerely, Mr. James R.
Okay, James R. I'll consent to you this, granddaddy. You know, expand your horizons, open up your mind. Because by the very definition of civil rights movement, equality of all people, you know, let's not limit ourselves by our own personal bigotry. But you just got called on that you ain't all that about the civil rights movement, and it's what they call convenience. It's okay if we can march because niggas are getting hung. It's okay that you want us to have voting rights. It's okay for that. But how can a man talk about freedom and the totality of God and humanity and not accept his own grandsons, whatever he may want to do. This ain't about you. You're on your way out of here. Your only doorway left in life is a fucking box. You did all you can do for this boy and your family. He is just, this is called a Rainbow Coalition. Remember that from the 60s, motherfucker? Rainbow Coalition, that's humanity. There's
Rainbow Coalition,
your grandson, other than he expresses his individuality. And because you have the balls and the guts to march on the line and put your ass on the line, this is the product, the fruits of your labor. It's God's way of telling you that you cannot be choosy when it comes to freedom. You cannot be choosy when it comes to the choice of the God-given right as written in the Constitution of what your black ass marked about. Back your dumb ass up, old man. Alright, if you're too old to cut it, get in a box now, pull the trigger. Leave your grandson alone. You know, if he wants to bleach his skin, that's something he's supposed to learn about himself and his culture.
What about
something
him?
Something he's searching for. Give him the freedom to search.
What about
him? Do not give him a commendation of a sly look on the sly. Because let me tell you something. Kids ain't not no fools, fool. All right? Remember, the kids that you bear, that's the second generation from your loin, is sharper than you, stronger than you, and has far more vision than you, even if they seem to be doing something that may be stupid to you. Embrace your grandson, embrace his lifestyle, because evidently there is a lesson for both of you to be learned, and you, old man, need to learn a lesson far more than your grandson. Your grandson has the courage, like you had the courage. He got it from you, dude. It took balls to do what you did in the 60s. You could have got bullied, you could have got lynched, you could have got jailed. And the same thing is happening now. Then you know, this question is a little late because they just passed a don't tell law through Congress about the gays in the military. Dude, wake the fuck up. I pray if you know anything about history and mythology, let us not forget that the Greek society prior to the political and economic backdoor deal that the Romans made with the goddamn Christian church. Mm-hmm. Understand what free society was about. America is just getting there through the back end, so everything always repeats itself. Open your heart up to the complexity and the diversity of all humanity. And you know what they say, my brother? Remember what Malcolm said when he put a bullet in Kennedy. The chickens are coming home to roost.
Yep. He did say that.
Well, Eddie, let me ask you this. This guy's trying to emulate ball player home run king Sammy Sosa. I mean, what is it about this skin bleaching? What does it say when you're looking to people that aren't necessarily revolutionaries, that are just doing it for fashion or doing it for ego?
And also don't have vitiligo.
Yeah, and do not have vitiligo.
It goes back to one thing. We live in the United States of America. I am so happy that people will still have the gall and the balls to challenge the status quo. My only problem with that, the only way where I agree with them, is we have lost sight of the most important things. Why are you carrying your own mask and bleaching the skin, but you ain't carrying on the fact that you're treated like a fucking asshole and a fucking fool when it comes to the government, you know, shortchanging your rights, got video cameras on your ass. I mean, hello, Mr. Protester. This is the fruit of your protest. All of a sudden, only thing you can key in or act like you pay attention to somebody, color somebody's skin. You better come and cover your bank account, motherfucker. Alright, we come to pussies in America.
Jeez.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Alright, so to recap, if you weigh 300 pounds, you are not okay. If you bleach your skin, you're all good.
It's okay.
Question number three.
It ain't about nothing, man. Let's talk about some real issues, man. Not your fucking grandfather and his gay whatever. God help, I applaud the boy's choices.
Alright.
Maybe you should bleach your little face and see what you get out of it.
Eddie, Matt's going to read this third question.
I got question number three for you.
But I want to preface it by saying that this is a pretty unique thing. We've never, you know, in basically the 2 and let's say a quarter years that we've been on the air, we've never had this request in a written in question for the Eddie Sage Like Advice segment. So here on the holiday show, it's a bit of a new standard.
And just know that this is just, you know, as your audience expands, you may, you know, be prepared for more of these. But
yeah.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Eddie.
What?
I have to say, I'm not writing with an advice question per se, but more with a request from a listener. I was home for the weekend from school listening to Pussyfoot in my room, and my brother, who is 12, was popping his head in and out of my room as a song or a voice caught his ear. Of course, as soon as he heard your voice and energy, he was hooked, and I could see him in the corner of my eye sitting in the hallway listening intently. Immediately after, he traipsed downstairs into the kitchen, and my mother asked him what his plans were for the weekend. Do you know what he said in response, Eddie? I'm being interrogated by the FB fucking I in an obvious attempt to mimic an Eddie Rouse style voice. Needless to say, Eddie, my parents were mortified at this language. I know you refuse to take on questions from minors, and that is incredibly smart and insightful. And obviously, I know you cannot control what people do when they listen to the show. But I am hoping that as a fan, you can do me a favor this holiday season for the sake of harmony. Please issue a formal apology on the air to my parents on your own behalf and on that of Pussyfoot. I think this may go a long way in soothing my parents' anger right now towards my little brother for repeating your words and toward myself for allowing him to overhear the show. After all, I'm 19 and enjoy listening to the program as I consider myself an adult. At any rate, I'll still be listening. Thanks, Apology Seeker.
Yourself. That's what I gotta say to your parents. Fuck you. Okay, now, I'm not apologizing for being myself. I'm not apologizing for my right to free speech. And you saving your ass and what you have your little brother to do, I'll make it very clear. This is not a show for kids. Some adults can't handle this. Like probably the religious right. I really don't give a fuck. I do this show for one reason only. To maybe share in a comedic fashion, aside in a very serious fashion, my life span and experiences and my point of view, which my producers have so graciously allowed me to have. I just happen to have people who like to hear it. This is America, again. I don't owe you more of an apology. Fuck your mother. Okay? And I don't mean that literally. I mean every totally. Fuck your father. That ain't my responsibility. I'm not deep into that. Because once I open that damn worm, I gotta start answering to everybody's whims and wishes. I will not do that. Because for me, this show, and the reason I am so adamant, is about to maintain the freedom of speech of the Constitution, which is at risk. Grow the fuck up. You police your own children. Tell your parents if your why is your little brother running around the hallway of his house sticking his head in your motherfucker's home? How come they ain't got his little ass reading a book? You know, your parents don't get no apology from me because that's in their child. I don't have somebody apologize to me for my child's actions, which I'm not monitoring my child. And understand this. Life gives us things as a learning experience. What your parents just learned that maybe they need to pay a little bit more close attention to what the hell their 12-year-old is doing. That is their job. I have no apology. I don't force anyone to listen to me. So, again, in a rhetorical fashion, fuck you, fuck your mama, and fuck your daddy. I ain't apologizing for shit. If you don't want to be a fan anymore, that's cool too.
All right, well, on that note, let's just transition. Positive Thrust on the way out, holiday edition, Eddie Rouse.
All right. Positive Thrust to all my listeners and all my detractors, and everybody in between. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and may we find peace with the two idiot countries at each other's throat. I'm talking about Korea. Maybe find as the humanity of as the total community of the planet Earth come to the consensus of peace, love, and happiness. Yes, I know we live in a system of haves and have-nots, and capitalism means that somebody's got to lose out while somebody gains. But even if that may be the way our, you know, creature comforts are dealt with, and that's the competition of being a human being, can we please keep injecting and keep be mindful of the need to show compassion, humility, and love. Reach out, touch someone. We have a unique turning point of history that, for the record, at the end of 2010, I am proud to be an American citizen. I am proud to be a person who lives on the planet Earth. I am proud of my government. I am, you know, proud of the ideal and the idea of democracy. I only pray each and every day that we never lose sight of the big picture of our forefathers' vision.
Mm.
So, to those who you have a problem with me, fuck you.
Boom.
And I'm sure you say that to me. I can accept that.
He can take it. He can dish it out.
Matt.
Yeah. No.
I just saw two stuffed animals that look like you do. I want a percentage.
Whoa. Hey, Eddie.
No, but you know, happy holidays to you guys. And okay. Next year, hopefully, we'll be at back at
next year in
Lockdown Central doing our show.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much, and we'll see you on the other side of 2011.
Yeah, man, I see you on the other side of midnight. You can go to Allsburgers, Allsburg and Gilmore, the little Russian. Wait, yeah, I'm sorry, the little Irish dude and the little Jew dude.
That's us.
Thanks,
that's
Eddie.
A hug and kiss.
Thanks, Eddie. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys, or whatever. I mean, happy Hanukkah and all that. And whatever it is anyone on this earth celebrates, let us all be tolerant of the differences that make us one. That's what I got to say.